Snow Falls Over the Brooklyn Bridge. Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Title, Crown for Christmas. Credits, a Brad Kervoy television production. Danica McKellar, Rupert Penry-Jones, Ellie Botterill, Pavel Douglas, Colin McFarlane, Emma Burden-Sutton, Alexandra Evans. A young woman paints a Christmas scene on canvas in a Brooklyn apartment. Ornaments sparkle on a fully decorated tree. A self-portrait hangs on one wall. Dozens of other drawings and paintings hang around the room. Portraits cover the wall. A young woman joins her.
You're up early.
It's the only time I have to paint.
She smiles and moves closer.
That is so good.
You always say that.
Because it is. Well, you have to start showing your work again.
And you always say that. I'm not ready.
She walks away.
And you always say that.
Toast pops up in maid uniforms.
Any word on the audition?
Nothing yet.
Well, it's only been one day.
Aaron, 45 minutes till your econ class.
Morning, sis. Do I smell bacon?
You need an A on that test.
And I'll get one.
All right, you smell bacon. Now eat up. We don't have a lot of time.
Envelopes sit on the table.
Past you. Allie? I thought we paid these.
We did.
He holds the envelopes and stares at her. She slowly removes another stack from a shelf.
We just didn't pay these.
Why didn't you tell us?
She's protecting us, which you don't have to do anymore.
Look, we'll dig our way out of this. We always do. With my tips and Christmas bonus.
And mine.
I'll take an extra shift.
They join hands.
We're the Evans, right?
They nod their heads.
We're the Evans.
They stack their hands and smile. Snowballs fly.
Yeah. So, I guess I'll get the call.
Yes. Haha, got you.
Call that a throw.
Okay, take this.
Okay, now it's on.
And this. Yeah. Oh, good yes. One. I don't know which one of you is the bigger kid. Got you back.
Wait, one more.
She knocks his hat off.
Got you last. Got you last.
Allie and Lisa run down the sidewalk. Snowflakes flutter over Central Park. A row of decorated holiday trees and international flags stands outside a high-rise hotel. Taxicabs and limos line the hotel entrance. Allie and Lisa walk past the reception desk. A woman stands behind the desk. Allie stops.
Yes, Mrs. Hendon.
I'm moving you two to the VIP floor.
What happened to Sarah and Liz?
They no longer work here. Need I remind you, no eye contact. And no speaking unless spoken to.
We'll be invisible, Mrs. Hinden.
How long have you worked here?
9 months.
Although it feels like 10.
Follow your sister's lead. She knows how to be a maid.
I know how to be a maid. That might be the worst compliment ever.
They roll their eyes. Allie steps from the elevator pushing a maid's cart that's decorated with poinsettias. Lisa walks behind her. They glance around.
The VIP floor.
And we get to clean it. All right, we'll start at that end and finish the presidential suite.
They high-five and make their way down the hall. A silver-haired man in a suit strolls past.
Ladies?
They pause and nod, then continue. The man pauses at a door. He presses his ear to the door, checks his watch.
Sam?
Dirty dishes fill the suite.
Sam? Morning, Fergus.
A man wearing a white shirt and dark tie enters.
It would appear that your guests had quite a party.
Yes. Seemed like some of them were never going to leave.
You know, Max, it's good to see you cutting loose a bit.
Oh, don't get used to it. We're heading home. What does my day look like? Let me guess. Back-to-back meetings, greetings, and eatings.
You have a breakfast with the charity board, a post-breakfast with the foundation, and then overnight in London for the children's hospice. Unfortunately, with your permission, you'll have to spend a day without me.
What for?
He frowns.
Yet another governess has quit.
It's only been 2 days.
Long days, apparently.
He drops his head.
And with the Christmas gala coming up, it looks like I'll have to hire one here.
Good idea.
New Yorkers are impervious to pain.
He slips on his coat.
Make sure that housekeeping get a generous tip.
Yes, of course.
Fergus glances around the messy room. Max adjusts his cufflinks as he strolls down a hotel hallway. Then he turns a corner. Allie pushes her cart swiftly. Max looks at his phone while he walks. He turns a corner as Allie approaches. She slams into him and gasps.
I'm so sorry. I didn't see you.
He looks into her eyes.
I've survived worse.
Let me make it up to you. Do you like chocolate? These are really good. Soap?
She fills his hands.
Not that you need it.
Thanks.
She smiles weakly. He grins.
I don't suppose I could interest you in a complimentary sewing kit.
You can never have enough of those.
Yeah, you lose a button or your pants split unexpectedly.
Mrs. Hinden and Fergus see them. She hands him the sewing kit and pushes past him with the cart. Max watches her, then looks at his full hands. They make a bed.
Well, apparently you're not invisible.
He's a guest. I'm a maid. Need I say more?
Lisa pulls her phone from her apron.
Yes! I got the audition!
Great!
No, it's in an hour. Forget it. It's just the chorus.
Go, I'll finish up.
I can't ask you to do that.
It's a couple more sweets. I got this.
Squeezes her hand.
Thanks, sis.
They hug.
I owe you one.
I'll add it to the list. Break a leg!
She bounces on her heels. She approaches Max's room.
Housekeeping.
She opens the door and looks around the suite with wide eyes.
Seriously.
She collects the dirty linens. She pauses when she sees a gold wristwatch sitting on a table. Max checks his wrist in the lobby.
Your car's ready, sir.
I think I've left my watch in the room.
Your father's watch. I'll get it for you, sir.
Fergus exits the elevator.
Why hasn't this been done? I mean, the room is still a mess.
I'm sorry. I need another 15 minutes, 20 minutes tops. Leslie Millicent Carroll
has been waiting downstairs for nearly half an hour. Do you know who she is?
Someone with three first names?
Oh, she writes the hotel review for the Times. And she asked for an early check-in.
I'm sorry.
Leave your keys. You can pick up your check downstairs.
You're firing me? A week before Christmas?
No. I'm firing you and your sister a week before Christmas.
Fergus frowns in the doorway.
Here. Someone left a watch on the dresser.
She hands her the watch and walks out. Fergus watches her go. Allie and Lisa stand in their Brooklyn kitchen.
I just feel terrible. This is all my fault.
We'll get something else.
During the holidays?
We'll figure it out.
Hey, sis. This is Mr. Fergus McDuffin.
Fergus will suffice.
If this is about all the overdue bills...
I beg your pardon.
He's a butler from...
Windsor. We're a sovereign nation near Luxembourg. My employer is aware of your untimely dismissal from the hotel. In the spirit of Christmas, and for returning his watch, he'd like to give you this.
He hands her a check.
Oh, wow! $5,000?
Thank you. But as much as we could use this, we can't accept.
Yes, we can.
It's too much. But thank you anyway.
Well, I have to say, I find that quite...
ridiculous?
Admirable.
He tilts his head.
Forgive me for asking, but is that mulligan stew I smell?
You know it?
Know it. Everything in the kitchen.
Plus peas.
So I haven't had it since I was a boy.
She looks at Lisa.
Would you like to join us for dinner?
He takes a bite.
Mm.
So, what do you think?
Mm. Even better than I remember.
Allie can make cardboard taste good.
And we have.
Your parents raised you well.
Oh, actually, they passed away when we were young.
Oh, sorry.
Allie raised us. She dropped out of art school to come home.
And I'm still raising you, even though you're both adults.
It's very noble.
Oh, you have no idea. These two were holy terrors.
Hey!
Allie slices bread.
You know, I have an idea. Perhaps you'd accept this check as 2 weeks' wages for a job. In Windsor.
She raises her eyebrows.
You want me to go to Europe to clean someone's house?
Well, I wouldn't call it a house, and you wouldn't be cleaning it. A governess unexpectedly left. As it happens, I'm looking for a fill-in over the holidays.
A governess? Like Mary Poppins?
Yes, but without the umbrella and bottomless bag. You'd be in charge of one little girl.
But I'm a total stranger.
Not exactly. 31, never married, not in a current relationship, dwindling bank balance. Former employment, sales clerk, waitress, dog walker.
You had me checked out?
I'm afraid I wouldn't be here otherwise. You see, the family is very prominent and very discreet. You'll be flown first class, of course, and have your own apartments and lady's maid.
She'll take it.
Lisa, this morning you were a maid, and now you'll have one.
You'll be stuck here forever.
It'll be an adventure.
But it's Christmas.
We'll do Christmas in January.
They all stare at her. She shrugs and lowers her gaze.
We could use the money. Can I just have the night to think about it?
Of course. And if your answer is yes, I'll send a car for you in the morning.
He hands her a card.
Thank you.
Well, thank you again for a delicious and most unexpected dinner.
Oh.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Lisa turns and smiles.
So?
Allie's brow furrows as she reads the card. She smirks. Lisa and Aaron stand on the stoop.
Bye.
See you. Too.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
Love you.
Be safe.
The boy throws a snowball at the limo.
Got to last.
A jet flies in a cloudy sky. A car winds down a road surrounded by snow-capped mountains.
Windshire is beautiful.
That it is. Would it be fair to say that you've never traveled abroad?
Does Staten Island count?
Here it is.
It's like a castle.
It's because it is a castle. It's been in the family for 3 centuries.
What kind of family is this?
A royal one.
Her smile fades.
You'll be looking after Princess Theodora, the daughter of King Maximilian III of Windsor.
And you're just telling me this now?
Discretion is of the utmost importance. The palace wouldn't want it getting out that they're employing yet another governess.
How many have there been?
Let's say that Princess can be a bit of a handful.
That many, huh?
Uniformed staff flank the entrance.
What a warm greeting.
Yes. Tragically, it's not for you. The service entrance, please, Thomas.
Yes, sir.
This way.
They pass through the kitchen.
Ladies, this is Miss Evans, our new governess. Mrs. Claiborne, our cook. And Miss Wick, our head housekeeper. She'll show you to your quarters.
The cook smiles.
Welcome, Miss Evans.
Allie, please.
We use formalities here, Miss Evans.
Sorry. Hi.
Miss Wick frowns.
Carter, take the new governess's bags to her room.
Yes, ma'am.
She glares at Allie.
Follow me. I'm sure you'll want to change into something more appropriate.
Allie scurries behind her. Ornate furniture fills the castle.
It's like a museum. Ooh.
Don't touch anything.
Sorry.
We adhere to a strict schedule, especially during Christmas. Are you familiar with court protocol?
I watched Downton Abbey.
Fergus will give you a schedule, and I'll have your uniform sent up. You won't see much of His Royal Highness, and I can almost guarantee you won't see you. These are your quarters.
She takes in the enormous room.
This is all mine.
I wouldn't get too attached. Chances are you won't make it to Christmas.
Allie strokes the plush furniture.
Oh my gosh.
She looks up at a chandelier. She peers out the window and sees the staff waiting outside. A man in a dark suit joins them. A Rolls-Royce stops at the palace entrance. Allie pushes open her window and leans out to gain a better view.
Your Highness?
Fergus.
The man bows his head.
Welcome home, Your Highness.
Thank you, Chancellor. Where's Theodora?
I'm sure she'll be here in a moment.
A young girl lobs a snowball at Allie.
Oh, you gotta be kidding me. Yeah, you better run.
They all look up.
Princess Theodora, is that any way to welcome your new governess?
Max scowls at Allie and she gasps and rushes behind the curtain.
Hello, Father.
Theodora?
Theodora looks toward the window and smirks. The Chancellor scowls as they walk inside. Allie slumps behind the window. Fergus walks behind Max.
I asked you to give her a check, not a job.
She wouldn't take it.
Why not?
I believe she considered it a handout. I realize that she's not the conventional choice, but then again, we haven't had much luck with convention. You've always trusted my decisions, Max.
Why don't I feel that same trust right now?
I can't imagine.
Fergus, a moment, please.
Certainly, Chancellor.
He approaches Max.
I trust you had an enjoyable holiday.
It's hardly a holiday.
Your hotel bill says otherwise.
Max stands behind his desk.
I don't need to remind you that your popularity is down, as well as our finances.
I suppose that's what happens when no one in the family's had a job for 1,000 years.
Your father had no time for frivolity.
Yes, I remember.
He sits.
Well, now that you're back, might I suggest that we focus on Christmas Eve? The gala would be the perfect opportunity for an announcement.
I'm not ready.
Max stands. A photo of a woman embracing Theodora sits on his desk. Allie puts her clothes away and finds a rubber snake. She shakes her head and picks up the snake. It dangles from her hand.
So that's the way it's going to be, huh?
She drops the snake. She opens the door and Theodora runs past in a blur. She steps into the hall and looks around, then creeps down the stairs. She grins and looks over the railing. Theodora's head pops up behind a chair in the parlor below. Allie strolls through the parlor.
This is so weird. I could have sworn I heard somebody knocking on my door. So weird.
Theodora crouches.
Boop! Hey! Thanks for the snake.
I've given it some thought, and I've decided I don't need a governess.
Well, I don't blame you. Lucky for you, I'm not a real governess.
What are you?
A New Yorker.
Well, I don't need one of those either.
Are you sure about that? That snowball toss out there was pretty weak.
Pretty weak?
You almost missed me.
Could you do better?
With both hands behind my back?
Prove it.
She lifts an ornament off a tree.
No hands through the door.
Allie plucks the ornament from Theodora's hand. She holds it with both hands as she studies the doorway. She sets it down and kicks it through the door.
Yes!
Ow!
Max enters holding the ornament.
What's going on?
This is awkward. I am so sorry.
Meet my new governess, Father.
Yes, we all saw her yelling from the window.
Again, that was more of a misunderstanding.
I believe we bumped into each other in New York.
Allison Evans, Allie.
His Highness is not in the habit of shaking hands.
Max places the ornament in her outstretched hand.
You may as well send her packing now. Save us all the tedious getting to know one another.
Off to your room, Theodora.
Theodora rolls her eyes and leaves. Allie frowns, then looks at Max.
Miss Evans.
He turns and she follows him out of the parlor. Max moves toward his desk.
Not to make excuses, but you are my first king.
Yes. I believe that's quite apparent.
I'm afraid Theodora's behavior is my fault, Miss Evans. My royal duties preclude me from spending much time parenting her.
As they should, Your Highness, if I may. The princess is a rebellious child who prides herself on terrorizing those in authority. We've all tried, without success, to understand her behavior.
Well, she is 10.
She's a princess and is expected to act like one at all times. Is that clear?
With all due respect, sir, childhood is a short season.
If you try and make her grow up too fast, she just might do it.
Miss Evans, are you trying to get fired?
No one's being fired, Chancellor. Miss Evans, you will supervise Theodora to all royal events, but kindly stay in the background.
In other words, be invisible.
Somehow I doubt you're the invisible type.
The Chancellor glowers.
That'll be all.
She curtsies and stumbles. Max looks toward the door and smiles slowly and softly. Allie steps down the hall with her hands raised and sees Fergus waiting. They walk together.
Tough room. Who's the hatchet man?
Chancellor Riggs, advisor to the throne. I suggest you stay in his good books.
Is he always so...
insufferable?
I was going to use another word.
I'll have supper sent to your room.
I'm not eating with everyone else?
The governesses usually keep to themselves.
She purses her lips, then turns and walks up the stairs. Lisa and Aaron sit behind an open laptop in their living room.
We're looking at his picture right now. I cannot believe that is the same guy you hit with the maid cart.
Oh, nice driving, sis.
He's not a guy. He's a king.
And I also hit him with a Christmas ornament.
Palms her forehead.
So it's going well, then?
Not to mention, the little girl, she's exactly like you guys were.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Good luck.
Oh, gotta go. Come in.
A maid carries a tray behind Miss Wick.
Your supper.
Thank you.
She holds a dollar.
We don't tip here.
Gotcha. Sorry.
Allie shrugs and smiles.
What's for dinner?
Miss Wick scowls. Allie steps outside. Guards at the door stand motionless.
Hi.
Snow blankets the courtyard. She strolls slowly while eating an apple. Light shines from an open stable door. She steps inside and finds a horse looking over a stall door. She smiles and rubs his nose.
Good evening, your horses. Wait, you want this?
She gives him her apple. Max steps in.
Why the long face? I think I know.
Talking to my horse?
No. Yes. Just small talk.
I do it all the time. In fact, he likes it. Don't you, boy?
The horse smiles.
It's a trick we've been working on.
It's the first smile I've seen since I got here.
She lowers her gaze and steps back.
Well, I should get back to my overly large room.
You know, it's not often people speak their mind around here.
She shakes her head.
Sorry.
Don't be.
I'm not going to try to curtsy again, if that's okay.
Good night, Miss Evans.
He turns to watch her go.
You like it, don't you?
He leans in and nuzzles the horse. The snow glistens under the morning sun. Fergus walks through the hall, slipping loose papers under closed doors. Theodora peeks behind a doorway and waits for him to pass. She creeps down the hall, glancing back and forth. She removes a paper from Allie's door and crumples it. She smirks and runs away. Allie stands in front of a mirror dressed in a business suit. She smooths her hair.
Come in.
Mrs. Claiborne carries a tray.
Mrs. Claiborne, I was just headed down.
I see you survived your first night.
It's only been one night.
I remember when I first started here. The king was just a boy, rushing around, causing trouble. You know, in a good way. He was always the fun royal. But then fate stepped in.
She hands her a teacup.
Thank you. What happened to Theodora's mother?
She took ill. It was a long battle. And soon after, he lost his father in a riding accident. It was dreadful. I mean, poor Maximilian. He suddenly found himself thrust into the role of widower and king. And all before his 30th birthday. I don't think he's let anyone or anything in since.
Theodora blows spitballs at the portrait of an older woman wearing a crown. Allie stands on the stairs watching her. She steps closer.
Good morning, Theodora.
She sits next to her.
You're still here.
I don't scare off that easily.
I suppose this is when you start trying to turn me into a little princess.
I don't have nearly enough time to do that. Besides, when I was your age, the last thing I wanted to be was a princess.
What did you want to be?
An artist.
Then why didn't you? Weren't good enough.
Something like that. So, what do you want to do?
Theodora glances at her sideways.
You're letting me decide.
It's your castle.
Theodora lowers her gaze and smirks. Allie's smile slowly fades. A large greenhouse abuts the palace. Theodora dangles a worm.
Do you like this one?
Yeah, he looks kind of like you.
She squints.
You're not afraid of bugs?
Are you kidding? New York has the toughest cockroaches in the world.
My last governess was scared of bugs. She also said I was annoying.
All kids are annoying. That's their job.
How old are you?
How old do you think I am?
She looks at her.
60.
Close. 31.
Are you married?
Nope.
No one ever asked?
Oh, someone asked once. In sixth grade.
Are you an old maid?
Well, I'm a maid. I mean, I was a maid. Well, I mean, I was fired. Not anymore.
Are you here just because you want to marry my father? A lot of women do. That's why they're nice to me.
Well, you can rest assured. If I'm nice, it's because I like you. And I'm more likely to marry Santa Claus than your father.
Santa Claus is already married.
As he should be.
She looks at the plants.
This is a great greenhouse.
Theodora shrugs and sifts some dirt.
It was my mother's.
Allie looks up.
People say I look a lot like her.
You must miss her a lot.
I guess.
You know, I lost my mom, too.
Theodora glances at her quickly.
And my dad. Back home, when things get tough, my brother and sister and I put our hands together and we say, we're the Evans. It makes us feel like we can get through anything.
So, are the Evans special?
We're just a regular family.
Theodora studies her and frowns, then picks up a worm.
Do you think we should put a few in Miss Wick's bed?
Allie grins. Carrying worms.
This one looks like an Ellie to me.
Miss Evans! Oh, there you are. Theodora is late for the Christmas photograph.
What?
I left a schedule under your door.
I didn't get any schedule. She'll be ready in 5 minutes.
Make it four.
They hand him the jars of worms and run.
Let's go!
They race up the stairs.
Hurry! Okay, stop off the jacket.
Max sits surrounded by others wearing crowns and sashes.
Ah, Miss Theodora, at last. Fergus will show you to your
apologies.
Miss Evans.
Theodora stands next to Max.
Can I sit in the chair with you, Father?
Not this time.
Fergus points to her legs.
I suppose we can airbrush her jeans from the final photograph.
Allie sees the jeans showing below her skirt and makes an upward motion with her hands. Theodora looks down and pulls up the jeans.
A little closer in. Ready. And...
The camera flash blinks. The royal guest seat at a long table. Theodora dribbles her soup.
So, how many will be in attendance at the Christmas gala?
A few more than last year.
The Count of Ashbury, I assume.
With his new wife.
You mean his second new wife? Or is it his third? Hard to keep track.
Fergus and Allie stand behind the table. Theodora sits at the head of the table.
Father's taking me ice skating tomorrow. Just the two of us. Aren't you, Father?
I'm afraid that'll have to wait, Theodora.
The day after tomorrow?
Allie studies him.
Perhaps after the holidays.
Theodora pouts and slumps in her chair. Allie frowns. Theodora reaches for a roll and tries to cut it with the edge of her hand. It flies from the table and lands near Allie's feet. Allie grabs it swiftly and gives it back to her. The dinner guests stare. Max's eyes linger on Allie. Theodora and Allie exchange a glance.
Did you just put that back on that plate?
It was under 3 seconds.
Excuse me?
Oh, the 3 second rule. If it drops on the floor but you pick it up within 3 seconds, it's still good?
Theodora looks at Max, who smiles softly.
I take it you don't have that rule.
When I was at university, we had the 3 minute rule. My roommate barely made that.
Theodora and Allie smile.
In fact, a toast. If there is Christmas in your heart, then there is most definitely Christmas in the air.
Here, here.
Allie smiles as Max raises his glass. The Chancellor looks from Max to Allie and frowns.
Perhaps you'd like to add a toast of your own, Miss Evans.
Her eyes widen.
It's considered unlucky to toast without a glass.
Fergus, would you get a glass for Miss Evans, please? And one for yourself.
Straight away, Your Highness. Thank you.
Thank you.
Allie's brow creases. They raise their glasses.
Merry Christmas to those who have seen us at our best and at our worst and can't tell the difference.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Theodora grins at Max. Fergus toasts Allie.
Well said, Miss Evans.
Allie sits in her room painting a watercolor of the castle. She sets down her artwork and kneels on the sofa to open the window behind her. She sees Max mounting his horse in the courtyard. He looks up at her in the window and they exchange smiles. The horse raises on its back legs and then trots away. Allie lowers her gaze, still smiling as she closes the window and settles back onto the sofa. She resumes the watercolor and paints in Max on his horse in the courtyard. Allie descends the stairs.
Morning, Fergus.
Good morning. Perfect timing. Your schedule. Holiday tea in the blue room, followed by the nativity scene unveiling, the royal charity Christmas visit, and a late supper in the gold room.
And that's just for today?
It is, it is. As you can see, preparations are underway for the Christmas Eve gala. It's a time-honored tradition. Nothing has changed in the last 300 years.
Not even the guest list?
If they're still standing, they'll be here. You won't be attending, of course, but you will be in the background in case a problem occurs. I'm very much hoping it won't.
She picks up her pace to keep up with him.
Ah, here comes the tree. Carter, put it down at the far end, will you? Straight down there. Yes, in front of the mirror.
Can me and Miss Evans decorate the tree?
The royal decorator is in charge of the tree. He's scheduled in tomorrow.
We could get a head start.
Please.
Oh, I suppose you could put up a few things. At least until Miss Wick takes them down. That's it. Straight up there in front of the mirror.
The ornaments are locked up. But I know where the key is.
Or we could make our own.
Why would we want to do that?
Come with me.
They sit at a table with glue and glitter.
This old lace looks great. And so do those pine cones.
Yeah, a little gold paint and some ribbon. Voila.
I challenge any royal decorator to outdo this. My mum used to decorate the tree with me.
Mine too.
I'm starting to forget what she was like.
Allie leans closer.
You know what I do when I feel like that? I think hard about one memory, like the last time we were together.
When was that?
She smiles softly.
Christmas. A lot of years ago. We were opening presents, and we all sang, "Grandma got run over by a reindeer," which is a pretty twisted song.
Theodora grins.
I couldn't stop laughing. That's what I think about. And it all comes back.
The mother and daughter photo sits on Max's desk.
Have you come to a decision?
Yes.
Max turns from a large window.
I'm postponing it indefinitely.
Maximilian, You've had 4 years to grieve. A royal wedding will strengthen the country. Lady Celia's family is a crucial link to our relations with the northern provinces.
I'm sure we can find another link whose chain isn't attached to an arranged marriage.
She's beautiful, she's educated, and she's royal.
She's perfect in every way.
Exactly. And you have history together. Had you not run off to school in America and met someone else, we wouldn't be...
But I did. I like Celia. But I don't love her, and I'm not sure that I ever will.
Wincher needs a queen. Not to mention Theodora could use a mother figure. May I remind you, your duty is to your country, not your heart.
Where have I heard that before?
Max storms past him.
Your father was a great king.
So I've been told.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, go!
Allie and Theodora toss garland. Max watches.
Oh. But darling, you think of this.
A garland wrap.
Beautiful.
Oh, thank you, darling.
I know what we can use for the top of the tree. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Miss Wick approaches.
Miss Evans, what exactly is going on here?
Decorating?
Apparently.
How about this for the top of the tree?
Is that your father's crown?
His Royal Highness will not be happy.
She takes the crown.
Thank you.
They exchange looks as she exits. Max smiles and turns away.
Here. I'm a butterfly. Wait, I want to be one too.
Night falls over the palace. Allie sits on Theodora's bed.
Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen. On Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen.
She strokes her head as she sleeps.
To be continued.
She kisses her gently on the forehead. She lingers at the door to watch Theodora sleep. The staff eat at the kitchen table.
I think the decorations are absolutely wonderful.
Yes, absolutely. Superb, superb. I hope I've ordered enough of vintage champagne.
That's what good.
Allie slowly approaches.
Mind if I join you guys?
It's not customary for the governess to eat with staff.
I think that's up to Fergus, don't you?
Miss Wick raises her brow.
Oh, I see no harm in one more.
Thanks.
Here we are.
I'll try not to eat too much.
Trust me, with Mrs. Claiborne's kidney pie, you won't.
I think that's your second piece, isn't it, Fergus?
Is it really?
Miss Wick dabs her mouth with a cloth napkin, then stands abruptly. Fergus looks at Allie.
It'll be okay.
Fergus tells me you make a delicious mulligan stew.
Oh, yes. I had more than one portion of that.
Would you like to give me the recipe tomorrow?
I'd love to.
I'll drink to that. Cheers, everyone.
Allie steps into the foyer and sees Max leaning over the railing, lowering his crown onto the treetop. He smiles as he lets it go, then notices Allie watching him. She stands grinning with her arms crossed.
I thought Theodora should have her star. And it's too high up for Miss Wick to take down.
Unless she flies up on her broom.
Good point.
She lowers her gaze.
I know you talk to horses. Do you ride them?
A few times. Around Central Park.
This park's a little bigger. And quieter.
She smiles and looks at her hands. Max holds the castle door open.
Thanks.
They wear coats and scarves.
You know, you can only see so much from the back of a limo. You can see everything from the seat of a horse.
They smile.
You ride every night?
It's the only time when I really feel like myself. I think that's why I love New York so much. Nobody knows me there. I can stand in line, get shouted at by taxi drivers.
That's what you want?
You'd be surprised what you want when you can't have it.
We should swap lives. I stand in line and get yelled at on a daily basis.
You know, I met my wife in New York. Her family was as royal and stuffy as mine, but she wasn't. We eloped.
Vegas?
Niagara Falls. My father would have disowned me if he could.
He pauses.
He was a much better king than he was a father.
Her smile fades and she lowers her eyes.
I probably shouldn't say this.
No, please. Say it.
She looks at him.
Do you ever feel like maybe you've become a little like him?
He clenches his jaw.
I'm afraid I might be going down the same path.
Paths change all the time.
He looks around.
Not in my world.
She frowns and follows him into the stables.
Fergus tells me you're an artist.
Oh, he saw a few paintings at my house, that's all.
That's not how he described them.
I had a show once, a couple years back. Didn't go so well. So, now I just paint for myself.
Well, that's a shame. I'd really like to see your work. So would he. Where are your manners? There's an artist in our presence.
The horse kneels.
You taught him that?
He's taught me a few things, too.
Mrs. Claiborne walks past a window and stops to watch them in the courtyard below as they mount their horses and ride off into the night. The light of a full moon bathes the castle. Max and Allie take it in from the other side of the lake. Allie's eyes shine.
It's so beautiful.
Yes, it is.
He looks at her, looks away, then she looks at him. They ride back to the courtyard under the light of the moon. He helps her down from her horse.
Thank you for the royal treatment.
Well, thank you for treating me like a normal person.
I'm not sure that's an even exchange.
Oh, trust me, it is.
They stand close and he looks into her eyes. He leans closer as her lips part. She pauses and lowers her chin. He inches back and smiles. She shakes her head.
I'd shake your hand, but I know you don't shake.
They both smile and she offers a small curtsy.
Good night, Your Highness.
Max, please.
She sighs and looks into his eyes.
I should probably...
Good night, Ellie.
He holds her gaze.
Good night.
He watches as she turns to go inside. The Chancellor stands on a balcony overlooking the courtyard.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Yes. Lady Celia's arriving tomorrow. Make sure her room is ready.
But she's not due until Christmas Eve.
There's been a small change of plan.
Miss Wick studies him, then gives a slight nod before turning away. Miss Claiborne cuts gingerbread in the kitchen.
Good morning, Mrs. Claiborne. Gingerbread cookies.
Morning, dear. And how was the rest of your evening?
Just another night in the castle.
It's funny, I can't remember the last time the king took anyone riding. On second thoughts, yes, I can.
Allie's eyes widen.
Never.
She smiles.
Is that gingerbread?
It's not for breakfast.
Good morning, Theodora.
I saw you and Father riding last night. Next time, don't hold on to the saddle horn.
Allie looks down.
Thank you. Should there be a next time? I won't.
Theodora smiles. Max sits at a table reading.
Morning, Your Highness.
Morning, Fergus.
Chancellor, your breakfast.
Max turns his head when he hears singing.
Christmas tree, oh Christmas tree, your leaves are so unchanging. Not only green when summer's here. Tree, oh Christmas tree, such pleasure do you bring me.
What wonderful acoustics in here.
Not the original German.
A Christmas song is a Christmas song.
A Rolls Royce approaches the entrance. Fergus turns from the window.
A royal car has arrived, Your Highness.
We're expecting someone.
It's not on the schedule.
Oh, that must be Lady Celia.
Max stares blankly. A chauffeur opens the car door and Lady Celia's long legs stretch from the back seat. She steps out wearing a wide-brimmed hat.
I thought she wasn't arriving until the day of the ball.
I invited her a few days early. After all, she'll be family soon.
That's not your decision.
But someone has to make one. The monarchy needs a queen.
Max frowns at him. He stands to wait in the foyer.
Announcing Lady Celia of Luxembourg.
Maximilian, isn't this all just wonderful?
Words cannot describe it.
Allie enters with Theodora.
Theodora, I haven't seen you since you were tiny.
No, you saw me 3 months ago, under Easter, and last year at the Christmas gala.
I suppose I should remember these things. But I did remember this.
A servant brings a package.
Thank you. I'll open it on Christmas.
Oh, no, open it now, dear. I can't wait to see it on you.
She lifts out slippers and a tutu.
Ballet. My favorite thing.
Oh, and you're just the right age to start lessons. You are going to make an adorable ballerina.
Lady Celia, this is Miss Evans, my governess.
Nice to meet you, Lady Celia.
An American governess? How odd.
I couldn't agree more.
Let's all move to the drawing room, shall we, Your Highness?
Max offers Lady Celia his arm. Allie moves to Theodora's side.
Who is she?
The horrible lady my father's supposed to marry.
Allie purses her lips.
What better place to announce it than the Christmas gala?
How perfect. I vote for a spring wedding.
Of what year?
Aren't you silly? This year, of course. We'll send the invitations out on the first.
Absolutely.
That way it gives anyone who counts plenty of time to clear their schedule. the wedding is being held at the castle, I assume.
Just as Maximilian's father's was. And perhaps the honeymoon in the Maldives?
You're planning my honeymoon, too?
Our honeymoon. And I adore the Maldives. Unless, of course, you prefer somewhere else.
No, not really.
Father, you don't look too well. Maybe you should go to bed. I'll take you.
I'm fine, Theodora.
It is getting late. You must be very tired, Theodora.
Oh, I never sleep. In fact, if you were to get married, you'd never be alone together, because I'd always be there, day and night.
Theodora.
But I have questions for Lady Celia.
Questions?
Do you like bugs?
As long as they're in the ground, I suppose.
Do you know how to make ornaments out of pine cones or mulligan stew?
Theodora, that's enough.
Are you being nice to me just because you want to marry my father? Do you even love my father?
Theodora!
Theodora storms from the table and Allie follows her.
Teddy.
Max frowns.
Excuse me.
Your Highness, let the governess handle it. Your Highness!
Theodora runs across the snowy courtyard.
Teddy! Teddy, wait! Teddy!
Allie steps into the greenhouse.
I know you're in here.
Max follows her inside.
Theodora? Theodora, come out this minute.
Theodora closes the door.
She's locked it from the outside.
They watch through the glass as she runs away. Allie rattles the door, then reaches for a shovel.
You're not going to hit me with that, are you?
I'm going to break a window, Your Highness.
It's still Max.
He takes the shovel from her. She avoids his gaze.
Don't believe everything you're thinking.
You don't know what I'm thinking.
That I'm the jerk who wanted to kiss you when I'm meant to be getting married?
So you do know what I'm thinking.
Can I at least explain?
There's nothing to explain.
This union was arranged by the throne.
Aren't you the throne?
No, I just sit on it. Apparently the monarchy's only popular when we're getting married or having babies. Celia and I were meant to be married years ago, but we see each other occasionally. Just always been assumed that we'd be together.
You make a beautiful couple. And I hope that you'll be happy.
She retrieves the shovel and hands it to him. He sets the shovel down and steps toward her. She steps back and he reaches over her head. He hands her a key.
Spare key. Sorry.
She lowers her gaze and takes it. He stands in the greenhouse as she struts across the courtyard. He marches past Theodora, who hides by the steps.
Inside, Theodora.
She runs to catch up with him.
You're not going to punish me?
No.
She squints. Snow falls over Wincher. Sign, City Hall.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again. It's hard to believe another year has gone by. I hope it's been a good one for all of you.
There are rumors of a royal wedding.
Father always told me not to believe rumors.
Celia smiles.
I tell my daughter many things, most of which she ignores. Theodora, would you please hang the royal ornament on the tree?
I'll hang this one instead.
She holds a pine cone. Fergus whispers to Allie.
That's sweet.
Max, Celia, and Theodora pose.
A picture, Your Highness.
Look at us, just like a family already.
Fergus frowns. Allie lowers her eyes. Allie's in her bedroom.
Don't worry, Miss Wick, I didn't make the bed.
It's not Miss Wick. May I come in?
She moves past Allie.
Of course. What a surprise. To what do I owe the pleasure of this unexpected visit?
You and Maximilian seem rather chummy.
Well, we do go way back. 5 days ago.
Celia sits down.
I'm just the governess.
Celia smirks. She pats the seat and Allie joins her.
I owe you an apology, Miss Evans. I'm afraid I'm quite insecure when it comes to Maximilian. We were supposed to be married years ago. This is my second chance, and I'd hate for him to slip away again.
You have nothing to worry about from me.
The truth is, I don't believe he's ever been quite comfortable as a royal. Or a king. Perhaps you could put a good word in with Theodora for me.
Of course.
I'm glad we had this chat.
She stands and goes. Allie's brow wrinkles as she glances around the room. Thick snowflakes fall over the castle. Theodora opens her window.
Fresh snow! Look!
Allie joins her at the window.
It's gonna be a white Christmas.
Come on, let's go.
They smile widely as they form snow angels in front of the castle. Allie plops a hat on a snowman as Theodora ties a scarf on him.
He's perfect.
A maid pours tea. Max scowls as he sits in the parlor with Celia.
Where's Theodora?
I don't know, Your Highness. I'll go and find her.
They form snowballs.
Oh, good one! Yes!
Princess Theodora! You're due in for breakfast.
She throws a snowball.
Oh, you cheeky little monkey!
He throws back. Allie throws.
Whoa! Two against one, huh?
Come on!
Come on, Helen!
The staff runs outside and joins the fight. The guards and more staff join in. In the parlor, Max lowers his teacup.
Pardon the interruption, Your Highness, but I can't seem to find the staff anywhere.
And my tea is cold.
Miss Wick finds them.
Would you care to explain yourselves?
They counter with snowballs.
That's not funny.
She grimaces and runs inside. Max steps out with Celia and the Chancellor.
What are they doing?
He looks around and the fight stops.
Oh no.
Celia scowls. Allie stares at Max.
Father.
Your Highness, please don't blame them.
He slowly smiles.
Is this a snowball fight? Or a tea party?
He throws a snowball. The Chancellor frowns.
Something needs to be done about this governess.
Max runs through the courtyard throwing snowballs.
Oh.
He swoops Theodora into his arms and spins her. She smiles down at him.
I think we'll make this a new Christmas Eve tradition.
Lady Celia steps inside behind a flurry of snowballs. Mrs. Claiborne removes a tray of gingerbread reindeer, Ellie and Theodora add decorations.
Well done, girls. Ooh, these look delicious. It's hot.
Can we make more?
Sure. But this time, you're going to do the measuring. All right, we need 1 3/4 cups sugar, but the 1 cup is being used. So we'll use 7/4 cups because 4/4 is the same as 1.
Is that like fractions? I don't get all this math stuff.
Oh, it's easy. It's just different ways of saying the same thing. So 1 cookie is the same as 2 halves, which is the same as 4/4. See?
That is pretty easy. So if I add 2 quarters...
She eats them.
That makes a half.
Yes.
And if I add 1 more quarter, that makes 3 quarters. And just 1 more quarter makes a whole.
You got it.
If I had another 3 quarters, that would...
Okay, that's enough math, you little sugar monster.
Cacks her nose.
It's almost dinner time.
Max sits in the parlor.
A toast. To the future of Wincher.
To us.
Theodora approaches with a tray.
Miss Evans and I made Christmas cookies. Who wants one?
I do.
He reaches across Lady Celia, who smirks.
Delicious.
Don't you want one, Lady Celia?
Of course I do.
She scowls as she bites into it. Theodora raises the tray to the Chancellor.
Miss Evans' family recipe?
He shrugs.
Is there no end to your talents?
There most definitely is.
Well, you certainly have a way with children.
Thank you.
Well, perhaps you have some advice for Maximilian and I. After all, we do plan on having a few of our own, don't we?
I doubt I have much to add.
Miss Evans says that you should never yell at a child. If you're angry, just lean in and whisper quietly. It's scarier.
That was more of a joke.
Miss Evans says that good parenting lies somewhere between don't do that and what the heck.
All right, Theodora, I think we get the picture.
Oh, no, do please go on. This is fascinating. Miss Evans?
Well, I guess if I had advice, it would be always kiss your children goodnight, even if they're asleep.
Celia rolls her eyes. Max stares at Ellie.
Well, I think it's safe to say that Miss Evans will be very hard to replace.
Fortunately, she won't be replaced. Theodora won't be needing a governess after the holidays.
Really?
Oh, you didn't tell her.
Tell me what?
Your father and I have been discussing your enrollment at Le Rosie.
You're sending me to boarding school?
Nothing's been decided yet. Theodora!
He stands quickly.
I asked you not to say anything.
We can't keep replacing
She's
governesses.
Only 10.
You were only 8.
I went to Switzerland when I was Theodora's age. It is a wonderful training ground for young ladies. And we can always visit, and she'll come home on the holidays.
She looks into his eyes and he scowls. They sit in Theodora's room.
I lost my mum. Now I'm losing my father. To her.
You won't lose him, Teddy.
They're sending me away. He's going to forget all about me.
He won't. You are pretty darn unforgettable.
She wipes her tears.
No matter how it seems right now, I promise you, you are his crowning achievement.
Theodora looks up at Ellie.
I know this is hard, but you can get through anything.
Just like the Evans, right?
Ellie's eyes water.
Right.
She blinks and embraces Theodora. They cry together as she holds her tightly, gently rocking her. The morning sun shines on the castle.
Your Highness.
Another Christmas Eve, another gala.
This one will prove unforgettable, I'm sure. I think Lady Celia would be quite happy with this.
He hands him a ring box.
It's my mother's ring.
And she would have wanted it on Celia's hand.
It belonged on the hand of Theodora's mother.
Well, if you'd had a royal wedding instead of eloped, it would have been. But let's look to the future, Maximilian.
Believe me, I'm trying.
I can assure you, it's the right thing to do.
Max frowns as he looks from the Chancellor to the sapphire ring. He continues staring at the ring as the Chancellor exits the study. Theodora, with her lips pursed, slowly emerges from hiding behind a door in the hall outside the study. She looks around and steps away. Max slumps in his desk chair and studies his late wife's photo. He sets the ring box in front of it and lowers his head. In Brooklyn, Lisa holds a tablet.
Happy Christmas Eve! How's the king?
About to announce his engagement.
He's proposing?
To Lady Celia of Luxembourg.
What? When did this happen?
Apparently, before they were born.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Gotta go.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Lisa sighs as she gazes out a window trimmed with festive lights. A ballerina figurine on a dressing table. Theodora sits at the mirror wearing a satin dress as Allie brushes her long hair. Theodora blinks at her reflection.
My mom used to brush my hair. I think I'll use that as my special memory.
They look into each other's eyes in the mirror and smile softly.
Okay. Tiara or no tiara?
No tiara.
All right, tiara it is.
She carefully places a dainty diamond tiara on Theodora's head. She smiles and gently rests her hands on her shoulders.
You look just like a princess.
They gaze into the mirror. In Max's bedroom, Fergus helps him with his tuxedo and brushes his shoulders. Max holds the ring box in his hand and stares at it.
You've always been honest with me, Fergus.
I have, yes.
He stands in front of Max, straightening his lapels.
Am I doing the right thing here?
You're doing what's right for your country, Max. And what your father would have wanted.
That's not an answer.
Then I'm afraid this is one time when I am unable to be honest with you, Your Highness.
Max holds his gaze, then lowers his head and slowly steps away. Fergus lowers his eyes and sighs. Allie arranges Theodora's hair.
Maybe you could give Lady Celia another chance. I know you don't like her, but hey, you didn't like me at first either. Sometimes people can surprise you.
But why can't you be my mother?
Her lips twitch.
Well, first of all, I'd have to marry your father, and we both know that's impossible.
Theodora faces her.
Why is it impossible? He's better when he's around you. He's himself.
They look at the door.
Theodora, are you ready?
She is.
Max stops in the doorway and stares at Theodora. She raises her eyebrows as he slowly approaches.
You look so much like your mother.
I'm sorry, Father.
Why would you be sorry?
I know you don't like being reminded of her.
Theodora.
He crouches and takes her hands.
It's her memory. And you. It keeps me going.
But you never talk about her.
That doesn't mean I don't think about it. Every single day. Theodora, we can talk about it whenever you want. My father taught me to keep everything inside. But I don't think we'll be doing that anymore.
Theodora turns her head and smiles at Allie. Max glances at her. He stands.
Shall I take Theodora to the ballroom?
I think I'll do it.
He offers his arm and she takes it.
Father, may I invite Miss Evans? She's never been to a ball.
Thank you, sweetie, but I really don't belong there.
I disagree. I'll see you downstairs.
Allie's eyes widen and she swallows as they step away. Strings of tiny lights adorn the castle door as guests enter.
Cheers!
Guests in evening gowns and tuxedos mingle in the ballroom beneath enormous crystal chandeliers. Allie stands in her uniform behind a buffet table and Mrs. Claiborne steps up behind her.
You're an invited guest. What are you doing in the corner?
Hoping to get uninvited?
Well, you do no such thing. Royals make an entrance and you're going to too.
The Chancellor with Celia.
Your Highness.
You look lovely.
Just like a queen, Lady Celia.
Thank you, Theodora. And you look every bit the princess. Shall we?
If you don't mind, I'd like to walk Theodora in. Chancellor, would you escort Lady Celia?
It'd be my honor. Lady Celia, this way.
Lady Celia rolls her eyes and follows.
Are you ready?
She smiles up at him. Mrs. Claiborne holds a strapless burgundy velvet dress in Allie's bedroom.
Whose is it?
Oh, I was young once. I wore it to a very special dance with a very handsome man years ago.
It's beautiful.
Well, my mother was a seamstress. She spent months making it.
But I can't possibly.
You can, and you will.
Allie's eyes glisten.
Thank you, Mrs. Claiborne.
It's Helen.
Allie.
Go on, hurry up and put it on before the ball is over.
She stops at the dressing screen and turns.
So, what happened to that very handsome man?
Oh, we were far too young, I'm afraid. He was in the army and he was sent away. And we just lost touch.
You never saw him again?
Oh, yes, I saw him. But by then I was married and my husband passed. So too much time. Anyway, at my age, thoughts of romance are about as unlikely as an eclipse of the moon.
You do realize there are several eclipses every year.
Announcing His Royal Highness King Maximilian and the Princess Theodora.
Max and Theodora pause to look into each other's eyes and smile before they enter. Guests part on the ballroom floor.
May I have the first dance?
She accepts his hand and curtsies and they waltz while a string orchestra plays behind them. The Chancellor turns to Lady Celia.
She really is rather beautiful.
She's very sweet.
Yes.
Other guests join them on the dance floor. Max smiles softly. Theodora's eyes sparkle as she looks up at her father. Fergus stands watching them and smiles widely. Max lifts Theodora into his arms and spins her around gently while she rests her head on his shoulder. They smile. He sets her down, kneels, and kisses her on the cheek. Guests continue to mingle and dance. Theodora swipes frosting from a cake. Theodora glances at the entrance and her eyes widen. Fergus abruptly turns his head. Allie stands in the doorway wearing the velvet dress.
Announcing Miss Alison Evans of Brooklyn.
Max turns.
Brooklyn?
Guests stare as she enters.
I've never heard of her.
Allie steps in slowly, holding her full skirt in her hands. Her eyes widen as they search the room. Theodora grins. Celia gasps.
What's she doing? She's a governess.
Not tonight.
The guests continue to stare. Mrs. Claiborne smiles. Allie smiles softly.
So much for being invisible.
Max captures her gaze and they smile at one another across the room. Lady Celia scowls as she looks at Allie, then Max.
Dance with me.
She takes Max's glass from him and breaks his stare. He clenches his jaw, takes her hand and gently bows his head. Allie lowers her eyes as the couple steps onto the dance floor. Lady Celia places her hand in Max's and they begin to waltz. She twirls around slowly then places her hand behind his shoulder and they glide over the floor. Theodora smirks as she watches them. Allie raises her chin as she watches. Lady Celia spins. They separate and she gently curtsies to him. The Chancellor beams and nods his head as he claps. Theodora takes it in with raised eyebrows and pursed lips. Max and Lady Celia smile at the guests.
Your Highness, may I have Lady Celia for a dance?
Of course, can.
Max bows his head and steps away. He walks across the room to join Allie.
It seems you're the only one who hasn't danced yet.
Fergus hasn't.
He glances at Fergus.
I think I'd rather dance with you.
She shakes her head.
Your judgment is obviously impaired.
It has been for some time.
She looks into his eyes and accepts his hand. She holds her gaze on him as he escorts her to the dance floor. She twirls gently, smiles and bows her head, and then accepts his hand and steps into his arms. He looks into her eyes as they glide across the floor. He twirls her gently and she smiles up at him. Lady Celia watches them and glowers over her partner's shoulder. Allie holds her skirt with one hand and sways in Max's arms. He releases her and she spins, her full skirt twirling around her. She smiles and gently bows then accepts his hand once more. Lady Celia glares at them. Max pulls Allie toward him and she leans back into his arms. They share a lingering gaze. Theodora grins at them. Fergus beams.
I'll definitely remember this for the rest of my life.
So will I.
He holds her as Lady Celia approaches.
May I borrow him back, Miss Evans?
Allie lowers her head.
Of course.
Celia frowns at Max. Fergus approaches Mrs. Claiborne and speaks in her ear.
She looks quite beautiful in your dress.
She looks lovely.
As did you once, I recall.
She smiles. Celia glares.
I'm not blind.
Celia.
I know you don't love me. At least not like you used to. And I'm okay with that for now. Because I think one day you will.
And that's enough for you.
We're going to have a wonderful marriage. Please, just give us a chance.
He smiles with tight lips and gently nods. She smiles and hugs him.
Now, let's take a peek at that ring.
Isn't it bad luck to see it before the proposal?
I'll take the risk.
He opens an empty box.
That's strange, where is it?
Oh, when did you last see it?
Earlier this evening, in my study.
Well, I hate to state the obvious.
I trust my staff implicitly. They've been with me for years.
Not all of them.
Well, Miss Wick came from your staff.
Well, I'm not talking about Miss Wick.
She shifts her gaze to Allie, who laughs with Theodora.
That's ridiculous.
Is it?
She's not a thief.
I know you're fond of her, but what do you really know about her?
Excuse me, Your Highness. A few pictures with the Duke and Duchess would be good for relations.
He goes.
Lady Celia.
Allie eats with Teddy. Allie turns.
Lady Celia. Could I have a word? Between bites.
Of course.
It appears my engagement ring is missing.
Really? That's awful.
Yes, I thought you might be able to shed some light on the situation before it escalates any further.
Me? No. I have no light to shed.
Because there will be a room search. And if it's found amongst your things, the authorities will be called.
What are you trying to say?
I think it's clear.
Be clearer.
Well, last week you were a maid. Now you're a governess. Where will this dazzling climb up the ladder end? A 19-carat diamond could buy a whole new life.
I have a life.
Do you?
Look, I might be a lot of things, but I've never taken anything in my life.
Guests begin staring.
She doesn't steal. She's an Evans.
Thank you, Teddy. But I think it might be best if I just leave.
You can't. We have another week.
I think under the circumstances, Miss Evans, leaving now would be best.
Theodora's face crumples and she runs from the ballroom. Allie chases after her. Fergus frowns and shares a glance with Max and he follows them.
Excuse me.
Theodora lays on her bed wiping her eyes. Allie steps inside slowly and sits next to her.
It's all my fault. I've ruined everything.
Give me the ring, Teddy.
She pulls the ring out from under the covers and hands it to Allie.
I didn't want Father to put it on her finger.
I know.
I'm sorry. I'll tell them it was me, and you can stay.
I can't stay, sweetie. I've caused enough trouble as it is.
What's going on?
Allie holds the ring.
The ring's been found.
So I see.
I'm sorry, Father.
do me a favor? Tell them it was me. It's important that Theodora and Lady Celia get off to a good start.
Max blinks.
It was found on my dresser where I left it.
Allie turns to Theodora, then stands. She faces Max.
I'll pack my bags.
You don't have to do that.
I'm pretty sure I do.
Theodora bounds from the bed and wraps her arms around Allie's waist. Allie cradles her head.
Promise we'll stay in touch.
I promise. And you can come visit me anytime your dad lets you.
Max's jaw tightens.
They're waiting for us downstairs, Theodora.
I'll miss you.
Allie nods her head, blinking away tears. Theodora exits. Max pauses in the doorway and turns to Allie.
I'll miss you too.
Her face crumples. She cries and shakes her head. Mrs. Claiborne stands holding the velvet dress and watches Allie pack her suitcase.
Thank you for making me feel like a princess. Even if just for a little while.
Fergus joins them.
Thomas will drive you to the inn when you're ready.
Thank you, Fergus. I'm sorry.
I've always prided myself on being a good judge of character. I was right to hire you and I'd do it again.
Allie grabs a Christmas gift bag from the table.
Would you hand these out?
Oh, you shouldn't have. I never dreamed that halfway around the world I'd make such good friends.
Her eyes water.
I'm gonna miss you.
Tears stream down her face as she hugs Mrs. Claiborne and then Fergus. Max stands in the ballroom staring blankly as the Chancellor approaches.
It's time, Your Highness.
The Chancellor gives a firm nod. Max blinks and steps onto the stage.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. This is normally when I would make my traditional night before Christmas speech, which you've no doubt memorized by now. But tonight, I would like to say something else. Christmas is a time to come together. It's about family, giving, and love. And recently, I've come to realize that while I am your king, first and foremost, I am a parent.
Teddy smiles.
I know this realm needs a queen, but right now my daughter needs a father. I know many of you were expecting a wedding announcement, and I hope that one day soon you'll have that, but not tonight. I'm sorry.
Celia glares and storms away. The Chancellor frowns.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Enjoy the ball.
He follows her.
Celia, please, wait.
No, I've waited long enough for you.
Listen.
You deserve more than an arrangement. We both do. I really am very sorry. I hope one day we can get past this.
Oh, well, I can assure you we won't. And frankly, I'm relieved I have to spend the rest of my life with that child.
That child is my daughter. And unlike you, one day she will be queen.
His jaw tightens as she goes.
Do you have any idea what you've just done?
Yes, I do. This is my house, my family. Who I marry and when is my decision.
Your father will be so disappointed.
I can live with that, and if you can't, you can leave.
The Chancellor's eyes widen and he scoffs, then steps away as Theodora watches. She smiles at Max, who crouches before her and smiles back as she wraps her arms around him. She pulls away and looks into his eyes.
I love you, Father.
I love you, Teddy. And you're not going to boarding school. You're going to stay right here with me.
They hug again. Allie gets into the waiting limo.
Holidays, they come and go. Life is so uncertain. That's what I want you to know. I wish we had more time. Don't want to leave again. Why can't our story be a story with a happy end? You're always in my heart.
The staff unwraps personal portraits.
Life is sometimes like a song. You sing the words you're feeling. You feel they're sometimes wrong. Cause every time I go, my soul wants me to stay. Show me in every moment. what's wrong to go away. You're always in my heart.
Max smiles as he unwraps a portrait of himself.
I couldn't believe. Always been you, and all of my dreams come true. I have found my home in you. Every snowy night makes my heart ignite, remembering all that we've been through. It's always been.
Max creeps into Teddy's room and kisses her goodnight while she sleeps. He sees a portrait on her bed table of her with Allie. After he goes, Teddy opens her eyes and smiles in the dark. Allie holds her hands in her pockets and strolls through the empty town as snow begins to fall. Holiday lights sparkle around her. She climbs wide steps onto the covered city hall porch. She leans over a display of poinsettias on the balcony. She sees Max approaching on his horse below. She straightens and her shoulders gently heave.
I think he's strayed from your path a little.
My path's changed.
He dismounts and climbs the stairs.
It turns out I couldn't marry someone I didn't love.
You didn't propose?
No.
He stares at her from the top of the stairs.
I'm in love with someone else.
But what about the throne?
It survived 1,000 years. It can survive a girl from Brooklyn.
Her eyes water as he steps closer.
Are you sure about this?
The fact is, you have me at sewing kit.
He kisses her.
I couldn't believe it's true. It's always been you. All of my dreams come true. I have found my home.
Teddy opens the door and runs outside with a grin. Lifts Allie down from the horse. Teddy smiles widely and rushes into their arms. They all embrace. Fergus hugs Helen in the doorway.
Holidays, they come and go, but I will stay forever. That's what you need to know. We have all the time, forever and again. This is our story, and our story has a happy end. It's always been.